The question was asked, if an Ashkenazi moves to Sephardi community, would he be permitted to start to eat kitniot on Pesach? And the answer is yes. This goes the way customs go, which is you have the custom of your place. So here in Israel, we're here as different communities, so we each maintain our tradition. But let's say a Jew were to move to Spain or to Yemen. Let's say a Jew were to move to a place where they have a custom. That place has a custom, so then he adopts the customs of that place. So if a Sephardi Jew were to move to Ashkenaz, to a German community, so then he'd keep their custom. Here we live in cities where we have whole communities in one building. So we can have a next-door neighbor who's Yemenite, and on the other side is Sephardi. And we each go to our own shul, and we each maintain our own customs. But if there were a location that had its own custom, if you had such a location, if you had such a country, so then if a person were to move there, they would adopt their customs. If a Jew moves to Holland, as far as I understand, Dutch Jews all keep 1 hour between meat and milk. So he would adopt their customs, because now he's an inhabitant of that city. It's not like there's a whole community of regular Ashkenazim in Holland. All the Dutch Jews do it this way, so he adopts their custom. He adopts their way of tefillah. He adopts all their customs. Now he's become a Dutch Jew once he's moved to live there. And the same goes the other way. If a Sephardi Jew would move to an Ashkenazi community, a place where that's the custom, again, nowadays that's hard to find, because in the United States and in Israel and in large metropolises where Jews live, so you have multiple customs. But if you'd have a place that has one custom, so then a Jew that moves there would adopt their custom, be it astringency or leniency.